Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 64. Visible translated text is as follows. And credit sides of a ledger is the value, gross value of the goods which have been packed up during a given week. Down here below, you will notice less repacked. You remember the repacked that I told you about? The pencils taken out of stock and repacked to make them move better. That value is deducted so that it won't allow error to enter into this figure. Then we take off 12% down at the bottom. That 12% allows for freight allowance, cash discounts, inside trade discounts, and possibly other allowances, and gives us the net value or the net amount of money for those pencils, which the treasury of the pencil company receives in the last analysis. On the other side is the material, the cost of materials, that went into the making of those pencils, based on the amounts and kinds of pencil, which of course, as in this instance, comes from the data sheet. The first item under expense items is labor, and the labor is divided, as you all know, into the two classes, direct and indirect. The direct labor is that which goes directly into the making of the pencils themselves, and the indirect constitutes the supervising, shipping, office, clerical help, and so forth. These figures are brought directly from the payroll. The indirect labor, however, as in this case, $155, is an empirical figure, a figure which we have found out by experiment to be the correct figure, and we arbitrarily decide on it, and keep it until such time as we think ought to change it, and then change. The burden that a business has to carry is the fixed charges, the expense that it carries, irrespective of whether it will produce 2 gross or 200,000 gross, like rent, insurance, light, heat, power, and the sales department.